Leaning Toward Wisdom, leaningtowardwisdom.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Today is May the 30th, 2018. How about a quick hit? Roseanne Barr, she got stupid again, and people lost their minds about it. ABC canceled her TV show, which was drawing millions of viewers every week. A Philly Starbucks, they called the cops on two men some months ago. Cops come in, arrest, take the guys away. People lost their minds. Yesterday, Starbucks closed for company-wide training. Claimed they lost $12 million in the process, but willingly did it. The NFL and this national anthem stuff just continues to be in the news, and people are still losing their minds about it. A video shows a cop being rough with a teenager. People go ballistic. Sportscaster doesn't pander to his college alma mater on the air. Oh, and he lives in the town where that college is, a college he played for. People go nuts. He's forced to move his family to another town. And then just today, there's a story from The Telegraph about people who wear reading glasses. Here's what it says. Researchers at the University of Edinburgh analyzed the genetic data of more than 44,480 people. They found that overall, those who were more intelligent were nearly 30% more likely to have genes indicating they require reading glasses than those who scored poorly. In other words, if you've got to wear reading glasses, you're smarter. Well, this is sure to cause riots among non-reading glass wearers who will likely feel like they are being bullied, assaulted, victimized by the researchers. Chris Long, he is the Philadelphia Eagles player, son of Howie Long. He posted, well, he tweeted actually a few days ago, something that got the hockey folks riled up. I'll put a link to, well, I'll do better than that. I'll just embed the tweet. He said, I see some people saying, turn on the Stanley Cup. Guys take too many breaks in hockey. Shift changes constantly. For instance, last night, LeBron played the entire game. I'd rather watch the Grinders. 4,180 people hearted it. 1,096 people were talking about it. I'm a serious hockey fan. I'm also a serious unfan of the NBA. Yeah, but I'm kind of fond of Chris Long. I was not offended. Okay, suppose the guy hates hockey. Suppose he loves the NBA, and that affects me how? And I would want to care because the internet was filled with people who took offense to Mr. Long's tweet, not knowing one thing about what was really happening, namely that Chris Long was provoking people, knowing full well that hockey players in the NHL, it's a tough game with tough guys. It was a joke. And the joke was on the overly sensitive Nimrods who reacted. I'll put a link. There's plenty of stuff you can read about. They got people all in a tizzy. Or instead of checking it out, don't do that. Just do what most people, well, what many people do. Just jump to a conclusion that suits you. And it goes on and on and on and on. Right is always right. Wrong is wrong always. The problem is we've lost our way. We would rather jump to conclusions with our knee-jerk reaction so that we can harshly judge somebody. Empathy? Empathy? Who's got time for empathy? We're too busy shouting ugly names at people, calling people out. Just about every network seems to have some late-night funny person who drones on and on about the government, the White House, the president, some celebrity who made a foolish move. The sheer number of these shows and the fact that they remain on the air proves to me that somebody's watching. Networks are willing to pay these folks for doing what they do because Well, it's profitable, which means people are tuning in. I very well may be the odd man out because I don't find very many of them entertaining at all. For me, they are the canaries in the coal mine of our culture's lust for crushing people so that we can feel better about ourselves. When I was a kid playing football, piling on was a penalty. Later, it would become known as a late hit. But we would razz the guys who would pile on. You know, that person who they're not in the play, they're not involved in the play at all. Play's already happened, but they just want to get in on it anyway. And that's what all this behavior reminds me of. Folks who aren't involved, but folks who want to be involved. Folks who are going to make sure they are involved. And I wonder how much of this is happening. Well, I wonder how many people are barking and howling at the moon of foolishness from the behavior of others just so they can get in on the action. And why? For what reason? So they'll appear more righteous? So they'll appear more morally upright? That seems to be a big component here. Listen, if harsh judgment, a foolish or poor behavior was the only thing that we needed for wisdom, then we would all be as wise as Solomon. And even Solomon veered away from God, and in the end, he realized what was important. Reveling in his own bad choices, reveling in the bad choices of others, that was not the conclusion he reached. You want to know the conclusion he reached? Now you can read it for yourself. It's recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Go to the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Check out the quick hit for today, May the 30th, 2018. I'll put a link there and you can read it for yourself. Leaning Toward Wisdom, Modern Tales of an Ancient Pursuit. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.